Welcome to The Daily Degenerate, the ultimate sports and entertainment podcast for your busy life. My name is Cohen Hughes, co-host and producer, and I'm joined by Los Angeles' very own Maddie Goldberg. We appreciate you listening and hope you enjoy this episode.
Welcome, everybody, to number 61 of the Daily Degenerate Podcast. I'm Maddie Goldberg. It's a Tuesday morning, February 19th in LA. 55 degrees. Kind of cold out here.
Nobody cares about the weather.
I've been out here in February. It's been 90, and I'm joined by Mr. Red Shirt, Mr. Red Hair.
Mr. Red
Shirt. Looking good. Hair looks great.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not know the voice that is speaking to you currently, I am the Michael Rapaport of the South.
I am
Podcast Poppy. I am the professional devil's advocate. And Maddie Goldberg's favorite, I am the Johnny Sins of podcasting.
How's it going? Johnny Sins porno.
Was it a good one?
It's funny.
He deep dicked pretty hard?
Well, I just saw the beginning. He actually played like a nerd, though. He had to fix some girl's computer at work. And so he's underneath the desk, and he's, like, wearing glasses, and she's, like, being mean to him. She's like, Johnny, get in here. She's like, where's Johnny Sins, the IT guy? Because every IT guy looks like Johnny Sins,
yeah,
you know?
Hell yeah.
Like, 220 pounds.
Not nerdy, ripped as fuck, you know, like.
Yeah. So he's underneath her desk, and she goes to sit because she went to lunch, and then she comes back, and. She forgot to wear something underneath her little skirt, if you know what I mean.
You can just say underwear. Underwear is not a bad word.
Yeah. Underpanties. So so then she realizes, like, he's still working on the computer. I think it was unplugged. That was the problem. Like, in porn, you got to make it really easy.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I found out the problem. The computer was unplugged. So she's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm fixing the computer. And then she's like, you're fired. And he starts to leave. And she's like, wait a minute. I got a better idea. And then, bomb, chicka, bum, bum.
Oh, yeah.
And then I thought of you.
Well, hell yeah.
You and Johnny Sins are great. Very similar. So that's how we start out in February when we don't have football to talk about.
We talk about pornos and the American Alliance of Football.
AAF doesn't pay – they couldn't pay their players this week.
No, they sure couldn't. Actually, the Carolina Hurricanes owner in the NHL had to step in and save the franchise by infusing $250 million.
The Canes?
Yes.
Why don't they just move back to Hartford already?
Oh, if just I knew the guy, I'd fucking ask him.
Like, or anywhere. Atlanta. I mean, I know Atlanta didn't really support the Thrashers or whatever it was called, but you got to move that team. You know what would be a good place? San Antonio. They're dying for any sort of sports franchise. I was going to say Vegas, but they just have a team. I totally forgot.
Yeah, they just got the Knights.
Or Quebec or –
Maddie, what the hell are you talking about, dude? We're not talking about potential relocation sites for the Hurricanes at this point.
Oh, we're talking about the Alliance Football?
Yeah.
Oh, so the owner of that – what does he have to do with AAF? He just kind of stepped in to help out?
Well, now he's – I don't think that he – like he's a private investor that I'm pretty sure that the American Alliance of Football was in distress. So they reached out, and now he's going to be the new chairman after 2 days ago he had infused $250 million into the organization. So now he's the new chairman.
Well, he should be.
And the largest investor ever.
You know, if you watch the old USFL documentary, and the USFL is very similar to this league, Rick Neuheisel played in the USFL, and he tells a story where they kind of knew that all the checks are probably going to bounce if he didn't cash them right away. So he's like, when they got their checks on, like, Friday, there was, like, one bank that would take the checks because they were sketchy. It was, like, Antonio Gunslingers or some shit.
Yeah, it's like the doctor's office that will write anyone and everyone a prescription for whatever just to get the write-off for it or the kickback or whatever the medical industry term.
And he said the players would just get in their cars and they would, like, race to that bank. because you didn't know how long.
You didn't know how many players in front of you will get their money and then yours would bounce.
Exactly. And he said it was literally you're on the street like racing against your teammates to get to the bank. This is a bad for the AAF.
That's a bad
kind
look.
Of embarrassing. And this week, the quarterback play was pretty bad. And I was like, I was watching, I think it was the Fleet versus your Atlanta team. And they and I was really stoked. And I'm like, they have the same colored jerseys.
Yeah, that was weird, wasn't it? I didn't like that.
I'm like watching a game, and when I'm stoned, it's like I'm focusing, but I'm not focusing. I'm like,
you're focusing on the wrong things.
These are the same color jerseys. This is the weirdest thing ever. Like, why would they do this?
Ridiculous. Yeah, about that Fleet versus Legends game, the Legends had a 9-0 lead and only scored 3 points in the second half. The quarterback play in that game especially was bad. The other three games were okay and manageable.
I didn't focus much on the games, to be honest. I would say San Antonio won.
Yeah, obvious. Or no, San Antonio lost to Orlando. Orlando obviously won that one. Steve Spurrier,
really? But San Antonio was winning.
They were
killing them.
Dude, San Antonio was up by like.
They're up like 18 to nothing.
No, well, maybe I've forgotten that, but they were up by like 12 or 18 points. They were up by two or three scores, and with like. I don't know, maybe 11 minutes to go, 12 minutes to go in the game. And next thing you know, the Apollos get like a pick six, drive down the field, and then get like another defensive score. And like in the snap of a finger, the Apollos were up by whatever, you know, 12 or however much they won by.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then – the Express versus Hot Shots was a very, very, very good game. I would say that was the second most entertaining game of the weekend.
Yeah.
The Express didn't look that bad. They are maybe except for Atlanta. I mean, Memphis is probably the worst team.
Yeah, the Memphis blew their game too.
Yeah.
They were up big and they blew it.
Well, dude, so... I have a very hard time sometimes with a few of the names and the teams, especially the ones that aren't in my region and in my little outreach.
Well, they're kind of dumb names.
The kid from the Hot Shots, I say kid in a very weird way, but the guy, the quarterback from the Hot Shots, what was his name? Hopstedler or whatever.
I can't tell you.
He looked fucking absolutely awful. And I'm talking absolutely awful in that first week. Josh Wolford. He looked absolutely awful in the first half, but somehow in the second half, like, made really impressive throws. Like, I mean,
what,
like,
college did he go to?
Fuck, dude, who knows?
I don't remember.
I wouldn't know. But like, it was such a disparity between the first half and the second half. First half, he was struggling to complete screens. And he was struggling to complete leak outs, and he was struggling to complete regular drags. You know, like it was starting to get embarrassing for him. Like, he threw a pick on the first play of the game. It was crazy. But second half comes around. He gets it turned around. He starts making some of the good throws and propels the Hot Shots to win in a nail biter, 18-20. They beat the Express.
Two best teams are probably the Hot Shots and the LA team.
I would say Birmingham's pretty damn good.
L.A., there's no L.A. team. I mean, Arizona.
Yeah. Well, you said the Hot Shots already. Orlando is by far, to me, the best team.
So Orlando and Arizona.
I don't know. I would say Orlando and Birmingham. Arizona's maybe third. So the Birmingham Iron and Salt Lake Stallions played in the best game of the week, in my opinion. It was the early game on Saturday.
And who won that game?
The Birmingham won 12-9 in a defensive battle.
So you're going to say it was a good game, but the Super Bowl sucked? Is that where you're going?
Well, the Super Bowl kind of did suck. This game,
yeah, it wasn't a great game.
If I compare them both, obviously you're right. I won't be able to say that the AAF game is better than the Super Bowl.
And how did our buddy Trent Richardson do?
He did pretty good. He got some carries. my personal favorite player on the Salt Lake Stallions, Matt Asiata.
He's playing the Vikings.
Yeah, his first or second carry, it was in the red zone on their first drive. He had a fumble that really hurt him. Like, they were marching, so they would have scored on that drive. He had a fumble that turned the ball over. Dude, the guy from Birmingham, Luis Perez, the quarterback, he is making a case to go to the damn league.
You know, I don't know most of these quarterbacks.
No, like, I don't remember him in college. Me neither. I don't remember Luis Perez at all. But
I remember Sims.
Yeah, Matt Sims. Well, he played on the Falcons practice squad.
And Vanberger and Hackenberg, but the other guys I don't really remember.
And they're on the same team. I remember the not the Wolford kid that I just talked about from Arizona, but the other guy, Woodrum, Jake Woodrum from Arizona.
I don't remember the San Diego Fleet quarterback either. I forget his name.
The Fleet, what are you talking about? Woodside?
Something.
No, Hagen. No, fuck. I forget.
Brady. Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's him. But no, like, a bunch of these guys, I would say it's, I can see the improvement from week two to week one. Just in the quarterback play. Because week one, it was goddamn almost atrocious. You know, like, yeah. there were guys that wouldn't make a throw from here to there.
Yeah, for sure.
But week two was really good. Week two bounced back. All the embarrassing shit that happened with the AAF this week with the whole non-payroll thing, whatever. But week two of AAF football of the season was pretty good, if you ask me. The quarterback play definitely improved.
Just play and have fun.
The crowds were really good. But San Antonio, man, good job on you guys, because that was a very good
crowd.
Yeah,
their fans are really into it.
Well, the San Antonio, they need franchises. All they have is the Spurs.
I was going to say hockey, but I guess it doesn't really matter.
No, hockey doesn't matter. Are you kidding?
Well, I mean, they could use a team.
Yeah, of course, everybody could use a team.
I wonder if anybody goes to the Phoenix hockey games.
Well,
I don't even know what they're called.
Yeah, I was about to say who is who knows, dude. I'm not a hockey guy. I'm sorry, I can't do hockey. But that wraps up the weekend of the AAF. My takeaways are that my best two teams are Orlando, San Antonio, maybe even Birmingham. You could put up there. Arizona's
that's
pretty
like
good.
All the teams though. You're just mentioning all the teams.
Well, I mean,
there's only eight teams. I'm going to say the two best teams are Orlando versus Arizona. And we're going to go with Steve Spurrier is going to win a championship.
Oh, Steve Spurrier, I think.
The old ball coach.
The head ball coach looks very animated on the sidelines. I'm glad to see. I hate to see someone in distress, of course, but Spurrier is back doing his old thing, which is great. I love him to death. The Orlando team looked really good.
A lot of time
good.
On the AAF.
Yeah, we are. But honestly, this weekend was entertaining.
And pay the players. Get them their checks.
The payroll, it almost didn't happen.
Have you ever had a job
where
somebody fucked up, where like you do something like lawn work or something or maintenance work, and it's like a $300, $400 job, and you got to chase that person down for it? It just sucks.
Yeah, oh,
it's
dude,
not
I've
fun.
Had to – I'm not going to say which company, valet company that I work for, but there have been times like last summer, per se, I practically lived in Nashville. I would be in school Monday through whatever, Thursday or Tuesdays and Thursdays, whatever day I had classes on. And Thursday nights, I would travel to Nashville and I would go valet in Nashville. I would go run the mall up there and I would go do everything like that, and our expenses are supposed to be paid for. You know, they're supposed to be just to keep track of your receipts, expense everything, and come back, do the PDF, submit it. Everything's supposed to be paid for, everything except for your alcohol at the bar. You know, but like even your dinner's paid for, your beer with dinner's paid for, your gas is paid for, all that. They get you a rental car, everything's paid for. There have been times.
How far is Nashville from you?
Maybe about.
How far is Nashville from you?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess about 3.5 hours, 4 hours.
Damn.
It's taking me up to 5.5 to get there before because you have to go through like the Cumberland Gap, you know, and like you have to like go through the little mountain windy roads, you know, like there are times where like trucks are broke down and backs up the traffic on those 2-lane highways. But the moral of the story being that I've had to track down my expense report from my humongous valet company before for $500 for a trip expense, you know, like I can only imagine what these players are
they
going
pay
through having to fucking chase down the AAF for their fucking non-bounce checks.
Well, let's give God bless you to the, what's it called? The great Carolina Canes for saving the day.
Oh, I already deleted his name. It's like Don Harmon or something.
Thank you, Don Harmon.
Yeah,
we have another week of football this Saturday. They should do a Thursday game. I need a little midday game.
Don't you think that's a great idea? It's just like
one Thursday
game a week.
Yeah, because
fuck the Saturday games. I don't. I'm not gonna say that I don't care about the Saturday games, but I'm usually working on Saturday, or if I'm not working, I'm doing something. So, fuck the Saturday games. Make one game on Thursday, 3 games on Sunday. I don't know if it's one of those things where they can't afford the time slot for CBS on, you know, like that long.
Well, you have
Saturday.
All these networks. You can put one on CBS, one on that. What is the NFL Network going to do?
The NFL Network carries one game a weekend, I think.
They should have more than one. I mean, what else are they going to show?
If they were smart, they would exclusively take them up, you know?
Yeah, I agree, man.
I don't know. It's one of those things to where, like, the NFL needs, to me at least, needs to adopt this as their G League or their D League or whatever the hell it is now. And you need to capture all the momentum that they're building, because it's shown now, because of guys like me and you, not absolute gambling degenerates to the fact where we owe our electricity bill every month. But
I'm throwing,
like,
a few bucks on these games.
Yeah,
I have
no idea what I'm doing.
But
we'll watch them. We will participate in the brand no matter what, you know?
So I got to say something else, too. Here's something crazy, because I'm an old man. Now, the app has this game. The app is popular because you can play this game where you choose, like, what the play is going to be.
Yeah.
So you get points for, like, run this way, pass this way. I had this game, like, 25 years ago. There was a game, it was a board game, that you would do this, but the technology was so bad back then. You know those things you used to write with like a black pen, and then you would like pull the sheet up and it would disappear?
Oh, the little Etch-a-Sketch, little dry erase board thing?
It was,
yeah.
You would do it by Etch-a-Sketch,
yep.
And then you would like pick your play, and then you would get points for whatever it was. And it, you know, obviously now with the app, it could probably do automatically.
Yeah.
You can't cheat. But we used to play that while watching football. It was a game like 25 years ago. So this wasn't invented just now. This is like some game. You can probably find it on Amazon.
Well, this is what fucking Tony Romo does on every NFL Sunday.
Yeah.
He just fucking picks every play right.
Okay, here we go. It's a
all right, we got a run to the weak side, and the D lineman is going to run into a double team block. Right, you know, like, he just explains the whole thing for us, and we're like, God damn, dude, leave the fucking clipboard at home, buddy. I just want to hear what's going on.
Yeah, I like that, and I don't like that.
Yeah,
I have mixed feelings about it.
Me too. Mixed feelings, but it's like a good, curious mixed feelings. You know, like,
should we get
like
to baseball?
Oh shit! Yeah. Manny Machado,
do you have any?
Yeah,
I guess we'll just go to baseball, right?
Yeah. There's not much except for pitchers and catchers have already reported. Games start on Thursday, which I'm sure we'll talk about. I think they have two games.
What about
on Thursday.
Manny Machado?
Manny Machado has signed a 10-year, $300 million. Is that right? Mm-hmm. $300 million dollar deal with the San Diego Padres.
Don't understand this deal for the life of me. I do not get this
for
one bit.
For both parties, I don't.
I mean, here's the thing. The Dodgers have all the money in the world. He was on the team. He got a taste of the World Series. If the Dodgers don't want him, there's probably something wrong with his attitude. There's probably something wrong. We don't want this guy. And the Padres are just reaching to get a star, but there's so many players away from contending. He's just going to be miserable.
The Padres has a very good. I wouldn't say elite. I would say very good, probably top 10 farm system. And they're known for, you know, kind of how in the last few years they can develop talent and they can they're one of those franchises that's, yeah, they're not in a good place, but they're not hopeless. They have a future written out for them. I just don't understand them mortgaging that much of their future for a guy that me and you both, me especially, because I'm a hater, of course, but even you, a guy who kind of likes him, takes criticism of him, you know, like a guy
I was down on him after the World Series.
No, you battled with him for a long time. You stuck up for him for a long time before you kind of jumped ship. But still to this day, you're still kind of hopeful for him, you know, like.
I think he's a hell of a player, but he's not the next A-Rod.
I don't think he's the next big time player. I think we've seen his best days. I think everything from here is a payday for him. I think that he doesn't play baseball for the right reasons. So unless the Padres are going to, like, because you can't move him after 2 years. You know, this is the largest free agent contract in history in any sport ever, at least in America.
I mean, it's a crazy deal, and it's like a team that's so far away. And it's not an offensive ballpark. This move was clearly for him to make some money. I mean, hey, I can't blame you. If you want to get the highest bidder, you get the highest bidder. But like I said, with these players, nobody wanted to budge. And then finally a team is going to be dumb enough to just give him an outrageous, ridiculous contract. And that's what the Padres did.
For Harper, I would pay it. You know, goddamn. You know, put a gun to my head. Yeah, I'll pay it. But for Machado, you're just going to have to shoot me. I'm not paying
Max. No, he's money not worth for it. Machado, I mean, you saw that he stunk in the World Series.
I don't even hate the guy. I think he's a great ball player, but I kind of feel the same way you do. I think he's got a terrible attitude, and if I'm a coach, I don't want him. But guess what? I'm not the coach. I want the best talent. So, yeah, I would like to have Manny Machado. Not at that number. Nowhere near that number. I wouldn't take him at 10 years, 150.
Agree, my friend. Totally agree. We got new restaurants on what is this? Postmates or
what do you got?
Uber Eats. Cafe Las Feliz Wood. It's a pizza place. An Indian restaurant. A really bad pizza place.
Well, don't go for the Indian restaurant.
I gotta keep waiting. I gotta keep waiting, dude. Keep waiting for those game. For Popeyes to come out. Or the cheesesteak place.
What's the closest place in walking distance to you?
I have a pizza place maybe like a half a mile away.
That's the place that's right next to that, what, Trader Joe's that got shut up?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, CBS did a story on that. The whole 48 hours is on that, and I tried to watch it, but it was too painful because it was too close to home, and I'm like, I go shopping there all the time, and then they're like, when they're like 30 people are in a garage or in a closet, like scared out of their mind, I was like, wow, this is just too close to home. I can't watch this. It's too painful because I go in that place all the time, and you recognize people, and it's just like, I could have been there that day. I've gone shopping many Saturdays. I was lucky I was in North Carolina. I think we did our third or fourth podcast then. I was a mess.
I think it was more than that. I think it was more than three or four.
We did it with Tanner Holly. Where the hell is Tanner? Where has Tanner Holly been?
You know, I actually talked to him yesterday. So, breaking news, I guess, for this podcast. Not breaking in the grand scheme of things, but breaking for this podcast. Myself and our buddy Harrison Coburn, who is the commissioner for one of our
fantasy leagues that I won.
One of our fantasy leagues, and
I won it.
Good job! Congratulations!
Say Maddie won it.
Maddie won it. Okay, thank Maddie you. Won the fantasy.
That's
league.
Right.
So. Fantasy league that Maddie won, Maddie Goldberg won the fantasy league. The fantasy league that he won, the commissioner of that league, Harrison Coburn, the commissioner of the league that Maddie won, Maddie Goldberg, the
another
one we're talking
Jew.
To right now, another Jew, Harrison Coburn. We decided that it would be befitting for us this year to go to Braves spring training in Orlando,
in Florida,
right next to where Disney is. So I'm working a double yesterday at the valet, you know, sitting there killing time. I'm done for the day pretty much. And Harrison texts me. He's like, yo, so were you serious about the whole spring training thing? I was like, oh, yeah, hell yeah, sure. You know, like if you drive, I'll get the hotel. because I know, you know, like the little hotel sites where you can go and get cheap rooms, and you know, you can find like a good little budget hotel room and not spend way too much money on a bed to sleep in to wake up at 9 a.m. to go back out to watch baseball, you know? Uh-huh. And so I book our hotel room. He tells me he's going to drive. We buy tickets for the games. So the weekend of the Friday is the 1st, March the 1st.
Okay.
March the 2nd, Saturday, and Sunday, March 3rd, we're going to stay in Orlando, Florida.
Nice.
And we will be watching the Braves take on the San Francisco – or no, the it's the Tigers, the Marlins, and one other team we'll be seeing. I know that we have an inter-squad game, but I know we have three other teams to watch. I'm very excited. I've never been to spring training before. I've been to Disneyland before, of course. I've been to both Disneys before. But I've never been to the park to watch spring training, so I'm very excited to spend the weekend watching guys that none of us have ever heard of.
You got to hit Epcot Center, bro.
I've been to Epcot. Love it to death. I love the whole multicultural thing. You know, I'm pretty PC myself. So I like being able to drink a German beer and then go walk 200 yards and eat some pad thai from a Mickey Mouse dressed in Vietnamese clothes.
Why would you even want to travel the world when you have all the countries of Epcot?
Right there in your fucking lap. I know. Matty Goldberg, have you been to both Disneys?
I've only been to the one in Florida, actually.
Really?
Here, it's just crazy.
Why not?
I'm not into that shit. And like,
me neither, but why
not? Just sit out in the sun. People just sit out in the sun waiting 3 hours for rides, and I don't like scary rides, so.
I'm not a big roller coaster guy either.
Pretty useless to me.
I did enjoy the scenery. In Orlando, I was pretty young whenever I went. So my parents kind of made me get on some of the roller coasters, which I hate. I absolutely despise roller coasters. You know, like, I don't like them at all. But
did you ever jerk off Mickey Mouse?
Would I ever? Well, in the right question, have I ever?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is yes, my friend. Mickey Mouse is a fine motherfucker.
Johnny Sin style.
But in Orlando, I was made to get on a few of the rides, and it kind of wasn't that bad because, you know, kind of like Disney, kind of like they'll show you like a movie during the ride, or they'll show you like a little clip, or they'll make the scenery really good to kind of take your mind off of the roller coaster aspect of the whole thing. You know, like it's like let's say that you go on the Simpsons roller coaster, they'll kind of like make it so visually appealing and show you a Simpsons clip and kind of like immerse you enough to where you don't feel like you're on a roller coaster, you feel like you're part of the Simpsons, you know, like, so I can deal with Disney, but I can't deal with the Carnival and Six Flags and those fucking sketchy ass rides, you know. And plus, we know that Disney has the money to adequately maintain their roller coasters, where the Carnival and Six Flags Corporation, I'm sure, maybe does not. So you never answered my question. Which one? Or no, you said you've only ever been to the Orlando one. You haven't been to both parks, have you?
I know, I've been putting my mic on mute because I've been eating nachos or tortilla chips, and I don't want you to hear it. Listen to this. You ready?
That is pretty crunchy.
So when you talk, I put the mic on mute.
So let me ask you a question. You said you've never been to the Anaheim Disney World. Why not?
Why the fuck? I don't give a fuck about Mickey Mouse. It's just nothing for me.
Well, me neither. I literally
it's
hate
hot.
These Disney folks. But I mean,
it's a lot of money.
You at least gotta go.
Maybe I'll go. Maybe I'll go with a chick. On these dating apps, all these girls, all they want to do is go to Disney. Like,
well,
I want a guy to take me to Disney World.
That's a guaranteed hand job. At least.
On the saucer. It's a small world.
Wait. Are you talking about the teacups that spin round and round?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about the small
yeah,
world?
That's
where
that's where you get a hand job or do a little finger banging.
Bro, I actually threw up on that thing one time.
You're a pussy.
Dude, I made the mistake of going to the park with a few of my buddies in Anaheim. You know, like
I bet you weren't even drunk,
bro. No, I wasn't. I was a fucking.
No wonder why people hate you in California.
14 or 15 year old kid.
Because you throw up and shit.
No, well, that's dude, my friends that I took to the fucking park, my classmates were idiots, and they would like they would spin the cup fucking way too. Because you know how you you control
that makes you
how
rude,
fast you
dude.
Spin.
You're a rude, obnoxious person.
No, that's you guys out in L.A. who won't say thank you when I hold open the fucking door for you.
No, that's Utah, dude. You're fucking Utah shitty jazz.
Yeah.
You're the shitty people.
Yeah. No, it's you fucking yuppies in L.A.
Yeah, it's pretty bad here, I must admit. But I just do my own thing. I keep to myself.
All right. I could tell me and you were both trying to get off of here soon. So let's go through our last topic. The NBA had the All-Star break over the weekend.
I did not watch 1 second of anything.
I would be willing to believe you. I'm in the same
boat. Sorry
about
that.
Except I watch. See, I'm weird. I don't care about the All-Star game because it's. Doesn't really matter, and the teams don't care. I did enjoy the format.
Yeah.
Say,
did you like the slam dunk?
Well, I'm not talking about the slam dunk. I'm talking about the game. I enjoyed the format of how they picked the All-Star teams.
Yeah, but they don't play.
But they don't play, so I didn't watch the game. All I did was watch the
game
challenges.
The game is embarrassing. I mean, fucking, I was listening to Colin Cowherd. He was saying how Russell Westbrook was like minus 19 in the All-Star game. I'm like, some of the guys don't even play.
I'm surprised like, they even kept the plus minus.
Like, why would you even like keep stats of there? Why would you even like an MVP of that game?
I'm surprised you were actually able to find that plus minus.
Well, that's what he said. He said it. I didn't say he's like, Russell Westbrook is not the same player. He had a minus 19 in the All-Star game. I'm like, who cares? It's a game where some guys play, some guys don't. There's no defense. They're fooling around on the court. Like, who gives a shit? Like, I don't want to watch that. I like real competition. I watch sports for the competition, not for the exhibition.
Yeah.
These All-Star games have turned into absolute exhibition.
The NBA and the NFL especially. I'll tell you what I did like, though. The contests actually weren't bad.
They didn't have to jump in. And like a water tank or anything like that.
Nah. The dunk contest wasn't great, I would say. My man Hamidou Diallo from the Oklahoma City Thunder won, and deservingly so. Dennis Smith Jr. took him down to the wire, but all the dunks. My take on the dunk contest in particular is that it's hard to have it every year because every dunk known to man has been done before.
Yeah, it's kind of like what can you do?
Once Blake Griffin jumped over that car, that was it. That was the last prop you could use.
Sorry.
I'm not saying it was the best dunk, end all, be all, whatever, but that like there's nothing more that's original that you can do.
I agree, brother.
Because I mean, like every dunk has just been done. Like they have it every year, and like there's nothing else to do. So
you can jump over a house.
Well, I'll tell you what John Collins did from the Atlanta Hawks, who is an awesome player. I valet his car all the time.
Yeah.
He jumped over a
house?
No, it was like a
school?
It was like a 2 scale. It was probably
one tenth
of the size, maybe 1/8 of the size. It was like a big paper airplane. But it was paper and wood, you know, like it was made to be built like the Wright brothers.
It was dumb.
Airplane. That was hands down one of the cringiest NBA moments I've ever seen in my entire life.
He knocked himself into the goddamn thing.
The plane, yeah, there were two pieces of the plane that fell.
I didn't even
off.
Make it.
Well, he made the dunk, but he jumped off of like one leg when he should have jumped off of two. Stuff like this makes me like not want to watch the dunk contest. I watched it last year because my man Donovan Mitchell won it.
It wasn't meant to be for him. That's the truth.
I don't think that the dunk contest last year or this year was very good. I think that they're starting to run out of material. But shout out to the guys that do it. It's a lot of courage to go out there and do that and face yourself with the criticism that we do. Hamidou Diallo had a decent dunk contest to win it. Wasn't worth 50s like they gave him. You know, like every good dunk is a 50 nowadays.
Yeah.
I just don't think that it was that good. It wasn't bad. J. Cole almost dunked. It was entertaining. I ended up enjoying all the challenges. I enjoyed the events, but I just don't enjoy the game, you know?
Yeah, the game is an absolute boring exhibition.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
Absolute boring exhibition.
This, I would say, honestly, the best contest always is the three-point contest. And it was a decent winner this year. It was Joe Harris actually beat Steph Curry in the final round.
I saw.
Steph Curry had an absolute killer first round. Buddy Hield did as well. Joe Harris had a great first round.
How's Buddy Hield doing in the NBA?
Good, good. This year, he's finally starting to get a foothold in terms of volume,
getting
scoring,
his shots,
hitting shots in a row,
getting open.
Getting open in a row, you know, like he's starting to become a pro this year, you know, like it's one of those things where, because a lot of people, not me, because I've always had a
good guard on for
Buddy Hield. I've always been good on him, but everybody's kind of starting to write him off, you know, but this year he really has made that next step. A little late, but it's there nonetheless.
It takes a few years sometimes.
People are so impatient, you know.
It takes him a couple years to develop. It used to be the case for most players, but nowadays it's like we want you to be amazing
the first
right
year.
Out of the gate.
And we're spoiled, you know. Like this year, Trae Young and Luka Doncic have both made a good impact in their first year starting.
Yeah.
Last year for me, Donovan Mitchell as a pure rookie absolutely carried us, which has spoiled me to death. But I'm not complaining. We want these guys to be good in their first year, and that's just unrealistic. You know, like, you kind of got to wait with the ups and downs of an NBA career.
I hear you, brother.
But,
should we get anything else you want to talk about the NBA?
Yeah, let's do the skills challenge. It's actually a pretty good skills challenge.
Jason Tatum won. Great
from the
Boston
half court.
Celtics.
He actually, like, you know how, like, you have to go dribble through the cones, then you have to make the pass, and then make the layup, and then make the three.
Yep.
If you know that the guy beat you, like if he's ahead of you, you can take the three from half court, you know, and try to throw up a wild look. That's actually how Jason Tatum won.
I heard that was the best thing of the whole
it
weekend.
I don't know. I could be persuaded into agreeing with that because all the little matches were competitive, even the ones where they put up guards against forwards, you know, like like Jokic. Jokic had a good time. He's a very skillful center. The whole skills contest was pretty good. Trae Young made it to the finals with Jason Tatum. I know. Fuck. Who else won? I forget. I know. Jokic beat Vucevic in the first round. Like it was honestly like pretty entertaining. The skills contest is pretty good because especially this year, guys were actually like really trying to play. You know, like Trae Young wanted to win the skills
That's
competition.
Good. Well, he's a young guy. He's hungry.
You could tell that Jason Tatum
plays,
wanted to win. Yeah. You know,
and they
like,
should. It's the fans want to see people at their best.
It brings like attention to your team and to your brand and to your plight. You know,
they
like,
don't want nonsense.
No,
too much
no,
nonsense.
Dude. I agree. Hey, I'm an NBA fan myself. And Thomas Pendleton, I'm sure, love to hear LeBron James talk to Kevin Durant for 30 minutes about fucking Chinese food. You know, like we love that kind of shit, but when it comes to these All-Star games, I would rather give precedent to actual competition rather than just stars just to be stars, you know?
Agree. I'm not a one for All-Star games. I never watch. The only one I might watch is baseball, and I barely watch that one. I just find them to be exhibitions. I don't like exhibitions. They've turned into exhibitions, and I'd rather watch guys trying to kill each other and win.
Well, that's
like,
a very
really
good point
to
make. Baseball, in my earnest opinion, is the best All-Star game because it actually matters. I know that they took away the ability to earn home field advantage in the World Series,
yep,
which is absolutely despicable. They need to reinstate that immediately. But the home run derby seems to be a feat of competition. You know, like it doesn't seem to be like a friendly little dunk contest. Nobody cares if we don't win. You
the
know?
Guys
like
want to win, but they're
most of the guys want to win.
Long.
Yeah, yeah. Most of the guys want to win the home run contest, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, more so than the Pro Bowl, more so than the skills contest or the dunk
guys
contest.
Guys are juicing up for it too.
There's not very many events like the home run contest and a three-point contest in the NBA, but that's the only thing we can hope for All-Star weekends to make them worth watching.
Sounds good. I mean, somehow they got to figure out how to make these games competitive.
Well, and I'll say this.
It's a waste of time.
I'll say this.
To me, they're a big waste of time.
The NBA,
but if somebody likes them, more power to them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can't really speak for the attendance because I wasn't a Ticketmaster at the game in Charlotte. I don't really agree with the decision to have it hosted in Charlotte. I think that Charlotte was a bad spot. I think that in stride, the NBA did a decent job by inviting J. Cole, all the rappers. The celebrity game was absolutely terrible. They had fucking Dr. Oz playing in a celebrity game who moved like Dirk's nutsack. It was absolutely crazy. The celebrity game was horrible.
I had a few friends in it. I've done stand-up with the dude Adam Ray and the midget, Brad Williams. They're really funny, nice guy. I should call him a dwarf. I don't know what the politically correct term for him is.
I think dwarf has been thrown out the window. I think it's like height-challenged individual.
Height-challenged. Really funny comedian, really nice guy.
It's Wee Man, isn't it? It's not Brad Williams, but
he looks like no, he looks like Wee Man, but it was Brad Williams. They look exactly
alike.
They're
separate people. Who is?
Imagine that being your doppelganger.
Damn!
I mean,
see,
I mean,
just,
you're.
I did not know that was not Wee Man. The Brad Williams was not. I had always just assumed that
much
Brad
you
Williams
know.
Was Wee Man.
Yeah, there you go, brother. You don't even know your shit. You don't even
know
your midgets.
My midget history is off.
That's right.
Overall, my feelings of the NBA All-Star Game was probably like a C+, maybe. Like, in stride, they did a decent job, but the whole idea just seemed trivial to me. It was pretty corny, pretty stupid, but, you know, we got to have it. It's a break for the players. Of course, we all sit here and talk about, oh, who would I put in my dunk contest? Who would I put in my ideal three-point contest? But
don't care.
You're exactly right. Just don't worry about it because there are some years that you would want Allen Iverson in the three-point contest, but around this time of year, he wants to rest and be with his family. You know, like NBA season is grueling. Like, don't worry about it. All-Star weekend is not the end-all, be-all for player hype.
I agree, man. It's a good celebration for the players who make the All-Star game. They go, they have fun, they hang out.
I'm sure most of them just like the break, though.
But, you know, the game just is so bad. The game is unwatchable. I'd rather watch AAF or a lot of college basketball, which I watch.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of college basketball. I lost a lot of money this weekend. I couldn't hit a game this weekend.
Bad weekend?
I lost on Villanova St. John's. I lost on Ohio State. We're a 12-point dog to Michigan State. They're up by 6 at halftime. They ended the game on a 22 run. Michigan State did. So it was a tough weekend. I'm excited for Duke, North Carolina tomorrow. Duke is going to win. Tennessee, I bet on. Tennessee, me and Stu Finer rode Tennessee. They were frauds. They hadn't played anybody. I thought they would make a statement against Kentucky. Kentucky ran them out of the gym. That's my college basketball. Duke is number one.
A funny thing about Tennessee is I heard someone on local Atlanta sports radio. It was one of those things where they had like outsourced like a odds maker to kind of come on the show and kind of be like, hey, this is what's good this weekend, you know, with these lines, this one, you know, kind of like a cookie cutter betting segment on a sports radio station. I forget his name. I'm sorry that I can't give him credit, but there was a better odds maker, a professional guy, whatever you want to call him, that came out and said 2 weeks ago that Tennessee is an absolute fraud. Never, ever touched them in a game.
I wish I knew that because
See,
I was like, they're
I,
the
I,
real
I,
deal.
I should have told you because he said exactly what you just said, but 2 weeks ago he said they haven't played anybody. They're riding hot. Their schedule is favorable. You know, like, don't believe in them. You know, like, yeah, they're good for now, but this number one is very overzealous.
And, I mean, it would have been crazy if they played, like, Duke. I mean, Duke would have beat them by 40 points or 20 points. It was like,
yeah, of course.
How did they end up being number one?
For I mean, so I know long. And it was for a long period of time. It wasn't just for number one for a week. It was, what, a month almost?
Yeah, I mean, it was weird.
Maybe more, honestly.
It's very odd. So yeah, that was a little crazy.
Yeah, I heard college basketball had a crazy weekend. A few of the top
powerhouses. There was a lot of weird games.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I was shocked because I'm like St. John's. I like, but they're not. I always am like, anytime they play a big team, they're gonna lose. They're just not there. They were down by 17 to Villanova, and I'm like, wow, I should have bet more money on this game. And then St. John's hit a half-court shot at halftime, and then they just destroyed him in the second half.
Wow.
Crazy. I was off this weekend, but I'll get it back. I'll have a nice week this week. I don't know what the line for North Carolina Duke is tomorrow. I like the over. Both teams don't play defense. I think Duke wins. And I don't know if Duke's going to lose another game this year. Also, that Louisville team is pretty wild. They cannot close games. Worst closing team I've ever seen. You alive?
I'm alive. I just don't really. I'm
just ran.
No, I'm letting you go on about college basketball. I don't really. Yeah. I don't really like.
Yeah,
really
I don't know
like
much about
basketball.
The NBA. I wish I knew more about. I'll start watching the NBA in April and shit. When it gets close to the playoffs.
And the same thing
here. I hope your Jazz make a nice run, man.
We will. We're, I think, like the sixth seed right now in the West. And after our bad first month, we're in prime position to come back. Donnie Mitch is playing good the past few games. Rubio didn't get traded. Dumps. Yeah, dude, Donnie Mitch is my man. He's a godsend. I fucking thank God for him every day that he came to my franchise.
I just ordered some Popeyes.
Hayward put us in a bad spot.
What do you think of that? I just ordered some Popeyes.
What'd you get? Depends on what you got.
I got some. I always get chicken breasts. I love the breasts. Spicy. I got mashed potatoes and a lot of biscuits.
So, one thing.
I didn't get
sure
any shrimp
have,
or anything like
make
that.
Make sure
or,
you have something to drink with those biscuits. Those
oh,
biscuits
yeah. I got
like
some soda.
Hell,
sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
Georgia sweet tea, motherfucker.
Do you like sweet tea?
No, I just like Coca-Cola and water and orange juice.
Wait, and what? What'd you say before orange juice?
Water. Water.
What?
Water. Water.
Water?
Water.
Water?
Yeah, I like water. You got a problem
with
water, say water.
But I don't drink water, no.
Well, you're better than me, brother. What can I say? You're a better man than I am. I'm going shopping tomorrow, too. I got to get a remote control for my TV. What do you think of that, tough guy?
I think that you deserve a remote control for your TV.
You hear me. Man, February is a tough month for sports.
So we had a decent episode this time because we had a good number of things to talk about. But this month as a whole, yeah, this desperation mode that we're in to try to find not just stories but just things to watch and
I saved
entertain
the
ourselves
Johnny
with.
Sin story.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. That's what saved the episode. 61 is going to be known as the Johnny Sins episode.
And listen, if you're an IT guy and you got to go underneath the desk.
Make sure the computer's plugged in.
Be careful, too, because you could get charged for sexual harassment.
Yep.
The girl goes to sit at the desk and you're still under there.
Yeah, I think most of the IT guys that listen to this podcast and that.
Just a warning.
Any podcast would be scared of pissing in their pants if a girl asked them to do anything. That's why they made work orders. And,
it was an honest mistake, man. It really was an honest mistake.
Mm-hmm. Matty Goldberg, where are you doing comedy at?
At Matty Goldberg 1 on Twitter. At Matty Goldberg on Instagram. I'll be in Calabasas on February 28th. Look for it on my Instagram and Facebook, or Matty Goldberg. I'll put it up. And then March 3rd, I'm somewhere, but I can't remember. And then I'm going back to the East Coast in April. And I might be in Atlanta. You never know.
No, you will be in Atlanta is what I heard.
I hope so. Episode.
No, there's no not I hope so. There is I will be in Atlanta. No,
I can't remember where I'm playing March 3rd. And I have a birthday coming up in April. And my sister's like, what do you want to do for your birthday? I'm going to have a poker tournament at my house.
And Skype me in. I'll Venmo you the money.
I wish you could be here, man. I would. Maybe I'll Skype you in.
Skype me in. If you need one is more guy on the day of, Skype me in.
Is that possible to do that?
You have to have me because I'd have to have someone assisting me.
Maybe I'll get somebody who's not playing poker. Maybe,
yeah, who just wants to come hang out and I can play.
And maybe
them.
I'll tip them. You can tip them out if you win.
Yep. Hell yeah. No, I'll do
that.
So
you can kind of you can text them what to do.
Yep.
They can show you the cards. Maybe we'll figure that out.
Mm-hmm. What's it called? Arrested Development, where they have to have the dad Skype in on the robot or whatever to get him because he's in jail or whatever.
Yeah, the one thing about it that's hard for you though is you can't see other people's faces or
I can't read the
what's going on. Yeah. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name's Cohen Hughes. You can find me on Instagram, Cohen_Hughes. I don't do Twitter. That's the echo chamber.
Fuck no,
for the idiots. I'm staring at Matty Goldberg and his fat fucking Popeyes eating face right now. This is episode number 61. Ladies and gentlemen, me and Matty Goldberg sincerely hope you enjoy. Thanks for listening.
Have a good one, man.